Greetings, girl, and welcome to my world.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to a new episode. Today, we're going to talk about a topic that is very near and dear to my heart. We're talking about anxiety and depression, how to heal, how to overcome this. I have personally dealt with anxiety and depression for most of my life. If you know a little bit more about my background and my personal story, you know all the different ways in which this expressed itself in my health, in my body, in my life. But I remember the first time when I remember clearly feeling depressed. I was about 7 years old, so it started quite early. And it would come and go in waves, like ebb and flow through my life. And in different levels of intensity, sometimes it would be mostly anxiety, sometimes it would be suicidal depression and everything in between. There were also times where I felt really happy, even though I was still leading a pretty self-destructive life, but it would come and go. I do want to warn people for whom this is a really sensitive topic that I am going to be talking about, not just depression, but also suicidal feelings and the things that come with that. So this is really a topic about spiritual warfare, because believe it or not, we are often used as living sacrifices. Because think about it, if you have had anxiety or depression, you know that you are living in a way in which you are basically a catalyst, a generator for low frequency energy through the way that you are feeling, the thoughts that are going through your head, unconsciously, not willingly, of course, but we are emanating lots of low frequency energy. And there are spirits, forms of consciousness that thrive and feed off of that. And there are so many different causes for this in our life. There are so many things that can cause us to become depressed and anxious. They can be karmic, they can be unhealed trauma, they can be ancestral karma expressed as genetic predisposition for specific illnesses and depression. They can be lifestyle, a way of living that's very disconnecting. They can be because of nutrition or health. They can be open doorways that are in drugs or alcohol or sex. They can even be technology or energy weapons. However they may come in, these spirits are all around us. They can come into our energy field, they can latch on and they can attach, and they harness this low energy and feed off of it. And that's why they make us do things and keep us stuck in thought patterns that just cause us to exacerbate the issue and emanate even more of this low frequency energy. And this is how we are used as living sacrifices. Many of us are. I have done an episode years ago about fear and the karmic significance of fear and really where we can deepen our trust. So to me, when I look in people's energy fields, this is all about reconnecting with source. And from there, when we reconnect, we find not just a sense of peace, I did, but really a sense of belonging and trusting. And one thing that we need to know is that source, God, creator, does not feel like fear or anxious or even intense. Source feels calm, peaceful, infinitely loving, warm, forgiving, blissful. And that is the sensation that most of us have never even felt, and that we need to reattune ourselves to energetically. And it's a more subtle, nuanced feeling compared to the really intense, almost sensational, destructive feelings that we are wrapped up in energetically, that can actually feel really passionate and like a chase and really intense with these big highs and lows. But source feels like really the opposite of that. It feels peaceful. And this is something that we can find in many ways, journeying being one of them. And source is not objective. There is spiritual warfare here. And what I have learned over time is that fear is really source's enemy. I have a podcast episode called The Value Affair. And for me, looking back, the only value is that we get to transmute it into deep trust and surrender to source. Because if there is one thing that Creator despises, it is not just these entities in this warfare, but it's really our affair that give these entities power. And there's real courage that we need to tap into in order to overcome anxiety and depression. I really healed through journeying. I never thought that I could be happy, let alone this happy. And there's real spiritual battle training involved in this, because through discernment, we learn how to become less influenced spiritually, less affected, more empowered. And through journeying, we also learn something called ego detachment. So in order to connect with other things in the shamanic realm or the quantum realm, we first need to detach from our ego. So who and what we think we are in this life. And that detachment, especially if you struggle with anxiety or depression, is so healing and such a relief in itself. And you get to relate to your life in a new way that's more of a bigger picture way, where you can find perspective and you lift yourself into a higher frequency over and over again when we journey and we expose ourselves to higher purifying and healing energy. And on top of that, we can get so much insight about how to heal and about who we are and what our meaning and purpose is to our life. And this is what, in my experience, and for so many of my apprentices and clients who also overcame depression through journeying, is what is the most healing. It's that sense of purpose and belonging that we find through journeying, because we restore our source connection, the source that we ultimately come from. And that connection, that relationship, holds the meaning of why we are here, why right now, why in this family, why with this body. And when we find the answers to those things, it's a real integration and a real expansion on the soul level that happens, where we really find balance and healing and peace. Journeying into our energy field is so useful because it shows us, not just teaches us, but shows us in an embodied, experiential way, what is you and what is not you. So what is really the border, the boundary of your energy field? Is it strong? What has come through and seeped through this boundary that we can start to remove? Ultimately, I had an apprentice ask me how to overcome her deep fear of losing loved ones. It was really a debilitating fear for her. Ultimately, what we learn through journeying is that life is really eternal. And, you know, losing family, I think that is the ultimate universal fear, but it's also the ultimate unavoidable thing in 3D earth plane life. So we need to kind of bridge this fear gap from source with trust and surrender. And we need to start trusting people's own source connection and their own sovereignty in that relationship and the way that they choose to live. But through journeying, we really learn that, and we see, we experience firsthand that life is eternal. It transcends who and what we think we are in this life, but it's also cyclical. So our karma is cyclical. So whatever we choose to heal and overcome, we overcome on all levels of all of ourselves. And obviously the things that we don't, the things that we avoid, are going to become bigger and exacerbate and come back because of this cyclical nature of life. So journeying in that sense can really also help us. In my case, it really did overcome, to some extent, of course, the fear of losing loved ones. Now, the tricky thing about our thoughts and fears and anxiety is that these fears and thoughts feel like you. So anxious thoughts, fear, they are all not rewarded on a spiritual level. They all lead to death. Why? Because they are actual spirits. Emotions, feelings, thoughts, they are pure vibration and frequency, and so are spirits. They are consciousness forms that inhabit a specific frequency and move around in that realm, and they are actually stuck in that realm. Therefore, they are looking for hosts, people who are in 3D, who have spiritual access across all different realms and higher frequencies, which they don't. So they are looking for hosts, people like you and me, to attach to feed off of, and to lift off of, to basically piggyback off of. They move and flow through us. And this is what a lot of people are desensitized to and don't fully understand how fluid we are. Just because we have a skull and skin around our brain, which represents the mind and the body, it doesn't necessarily separate us from the spiritual. Spirits move through walls. Think also about how perceptive the hair is to the spirit realm. So we have no real separation from the spirit realm. Spirits and realms, they overlap and move through each other all of the time, and we are subject to this, whether we are desensitized to it or not. And we can resensitize ourselves to it through journeying, and this is our strongest protection. So there are spirits of anxiety, spirits of depression, death, sloth. And these spirits, when they attach to us, they often set up an attachment inside our energy field in the form of an altar. And we, acting, living as a living sacrifice, we sacrifice on that altar through our thoughts, our words, our choices, our behavior. And all of these spirits, they ask for a specific activity or form of sacrifice. And some in the form of blood. Some are bloodlusty spirits. This is where we get into being driven to things like cutting, for example. Some spirits feed off of the energy that exists on the vibration of gluttony. So think of binging and restricting, that vicious cycle. So these spirits, through the altars that they set up in our energy field and the sacrifices that they require on it, create a stronghold in our lives. And one universal fact, rule, reality is that it is never enough for them. And they all ultimately lead to death. So this is what's happening when you sense very strongly, or you see into the spirit, or a being moves through you. You may, for example, be in a busy city and have a random violent thought, for example, that kind of takes you aback and you're surprised by. You know and feel it's not really you, it's not yours. It's because it's coming from the people and spirits, and actually often spirits attached to the people around you. So these sacrificial patterns of thoughts or behavior, they are almost like a script. The patterns of these beings are all the same. And this is what really helps us when we start to journey, when we start to step into our healing role, we step into spiritual battle, we recognize the same patterns. It's almost like a call center script. Spirits do not have creative potential like creator or source or God has. They can only copy, mimic, or repeat. So when we start to identify these patterns, we become empowered. Knowledge is power, and we start to become more embodied and recognize how they show up for us specifically. For example, some of these spirits act up really strongly around our period. Again, think of the bloodlusty spirits. You can even be driven to become suicidal. This is a disease that's often called PMDD. In allopathic Western medicine, these spirits, they are really attracted to blood. They're bloodlusty spirits. Other patterns we can start to identify in our thoughts. They are also highly affected by specific planetary alignments that are spiritually really relevant. Ultimately, these beings, these spirits, they covet what God, Creator, has. So the closer you are to Creator, the more they want you, the more they're going to fight for you and attach to you. This is why so many people who have such a strong source connection actually find that through their own internal spiritual battle of detaching from these spirits. And even if the thoughts or the voices stop, they can linger and be dormant even for years, but their energetic stronghold remains. And because these spirits were once very close to source, they are fallen angelic spirits. So it means that they transcend time and space, and they have had access to heavenly records across time and space. So that's just to say they know everything about us. They know exactly how to work themselves into our lives. And their energy can remain, and they know exactly when to attack and strike and how to really get you to rely on them and attach to them as well. And start to tell you that you're bad, that you don't deserve to live, that you're not worthy, that you don't belong. But through really evolving on our own spiritual path, in spiritual warfare, through journeying, we start to learn how to become sovereign and in control of our own energy field, of our own body, of our own thoughts. And they are no match to that, because again, the only power that they have is the power that we give them through fear. So let's talk about how to heal. And first, none of this works if you are still having open doorways in your life. If you're still opening doorways regularly through alcohol, sex, divination, witchcraft, even things that seem like, you know, soft forms of witchcraft, like moon circles or oracle cards. Also realize why they are so hard to give up. They're addictive for a reason. It's because of the spirits that are attached to them, and nothing is more addictive than spirits. This is why we have something called victim mentality. It's because it's addictive to be in these frequencies, because these spirits feed off of it. But there's a cycle going on, and this is reflected in the anatomy, in the physical body, through addiction to thoughts and addiction to the chemical processes that they set into motion. So none of this is going to work when you still have those open doorways, and you need to close them. So how do we heal? I said it before, your best protection, offense, defense, spiritually, is raising your frequency. There are many, many ways to do that. We immediately lift our frequency by connecting to higher frequency things, beings, concepts. When we can lift our frequency, other spirits cannot coexist there. This is why I always teach everybody, when people are experiencing psychic attacks, for example, often in their sleep, whether it's through paralysis demons or other types of attacks, you name it, to first of all invoke the name of Yeshua and Yahweh. Why? Because they are not just words, they are consciousness, high frequency consciousness that immediately lift your frequency to an extent that it gives you a protection. It's like a literal veil of protection coming over you. This is why I tell people to invoke rainbows, even unicorns, kittens, puppies, whatever works for you to immediately lift your frequency. It sounds extremely lame, but it works, because you are instantly lifting yourself to a higher vibration, and you can even feel how it makes these spirits sick, and they will not want to hang around. Meditating is really important. When you can train yourself to stay in the space before thought, you are safe. Why? Because it's through thought forms that we disconnect and that we go into fear. And this is also the void space that we practice extending, that we practice staying in for longer stretches of time, because that emptiness, that void space, is where we detach from the ego. So again, who and what we think we are, the thoughts and ideas and worries and anxieties that come with that, with our worldly self. When we can stay in that void space for prolonged periods of time, we learn that we are safe. And that's also the place from where we then start to journey going forward. And we can connect with really anything in other realms spiritually. I've talked before about a concept called collapsing the waveform. It's really about creating, some people call it magnetizing or manifesting outcomes. It's all about a demonstration of oneness and a demonstration of the creative ability and power that we have as beings, because your intention creates instantly in the spirit realm. So fears and anxiety, thoughts trying to reel you in, it's very, very common, but it's really a tactic of spirit to meld your free will with a low vibrational outcome so they can feed off of that frequency. And by steering you towards that outcome, they can really secure their future feeding off of that frequency. And also remind yourself that in the spirit realm, for these spirits, there is no linear time. Linear time is a perception. So catch fear. Catch thoughts. Start with that non-judgmental, really forgiving awareness and ask, is this thought, this idea for my highest good? Is this what God wants me to think? Is this what Creator, the Divine, wants me to believe about myself? One of the most beautiful things that I find in journeying and in client work is being able to tell people how Creator sees them and help them see themselves that way. When we can release the thought that is not in line with that, and also along the way confront ourselves with how hard that is, because those thoughts give us a false sense of control. We are attached to them both ways. This is why they are called attachments. We rely on them. We're addicted to them. When we can break this, and journeys can help with this because we remove the alters from your energy field, really from you on a soul level, that helps to disconnect from them. When we can release those patterns and really give up the false sense of control that come with them, we are free and those beings have no reason to come to us. And we also declare that they are not allowed to spiritually. So I also believe that this is why we have the distinct mental body, for control, because this is where a lot of the warfare happens. So this happens, you know, around the mental body, the brain, the crown, represented by Kronos in the planetary alignments, which is what locks us into the perception of linear time, into those cycles. It's very much about control and the battle for it. And when we can start to learn how to control the mental body, we become sovereign. This is also why they attack us here. It's to separate our mind from the body. Because when we are fully embodied, we are resensitized energetically, spiritually, we feel what we need. This is where true self-care happens, because instead of trying to care for ourselves by checking off the things that the mind decides that we need to do to be worthy or to be perfect enough to receive some kind of love, we actually start to tune into the body and listen to what it actually needs in the moment. And very often it is the opposite of what the mind says. Very often it's more rest, more food, more love. So when we are in control, when we are reconnected to the body, we can, through our thoughts, force a different pathway, a different outcome. even if you don't feel it yet. And New Agers will say, you are bypassing yourself spiritually if you don't feel it yet. I'm talking about reclaiming control after you have fully acknowledged, we have established, yes, you are having anxious, depressing, maybe even suicidal, disconnected feelings. First, we fully acknowledge how you are feeling, and then we get to choose to separate what is you and what is not you, and where you want to go. Even if you cannot feel this yet, because this becomes so blurry in our energy fields when we have this kind of attachment, this is why journeying is so helpful, then we just get to decide, is this what I want for my future outcome? And then we can start to reclaim our thoughts in a sovereign way. So don't wait for this. Don't wait for your feelings to somehow catch up. This is your body. This is your mind. And when you catch yourself having thoughts that are not for your highest good, that you know Creator doesn't feel about you or doesn't want you to feel, replace them with something that does feel aligned with love, peace, and wholeness. This is how we can start to, even without journeying, evict those spirits over and over. And you will learn that you are safe in their absence. Nothing will happen without the false sense of control that thoughts give. And once you do start journeying, you will see how lame these spirits are. They work by this script, by these patterns. They think they know us so well that we're not capable of change. And even when they do sometimes hurt us, because they can hurt you, the only power that they really have is, again, the power that we give. So daily do a clearing where you breathe in pure source energy through the nostrils. Start to release all of these lower vibrations from your body. Your intention is going to separate frequency around you. And this will start to help you discern high energy and pull that in through the breath, sweep it through the energetic body, start to release anxiety. And this is just a small beginning. This is not going to fully heal most of you, but every thought that is not aligned, start to release it and connect to that peaceful, calm foundation, that vibration. And about these patterns, also notice what they then continue to bring up. Past mistakes, guilt, shame. They use how we feel about ourselves. So do atonement. I talk about atonement all the time. This is such a big access point. When you do, you will be like, okay, I've atoned for this before. Why is this still coming back? It's because we need to grow in the knowing that we are clean. This is what the whole reborn concept is about, that you are not bad, that you are perfect, that you are worthy. Atonement is so important because, again, these spirits, they rely on records, knowing us, and strategizing based on that knowledge. When we atone, the records of our past mistakes, the things that we feel guilty, ashamed about, are erased. And it means that those spirits are not able to use those records anymore to show, like, see, she wants to attach to us. She relies on us. She keeps coming back to these thoughts and these beliefs and these energies. When we atone, those records are cleared and wiped. And every time that we do, we release another layer and we can start to distinguish these thoughts, these patterns that are making us sick, making us anxious, making us depressed from our intuition. And we can start to surrender to that intuition through our body and our body's needs. Chances are that we will need a lot of detoxification at first as well. I certainly did. I tried everything, every form of healing and detoxing that you can imagine. And I'm so grateful that I did, because I learned to differentiate between pure, clean energy and the messy, defiled energy that is touched by these spirits. And we can start to distinguish what comes from your creator or from the dark. It's like being a bank teller. You cannot really force yourself at first if you have never felt what source energy or that concept even feels like. If we have just felt our dark, more defiled, ancestral, heavy karma and unhealed trauma, we need to really take control and responsibility and use courage to start to seek out that high frequency energy, creator, God, the divine. It's like being a bank teller where you need to feel the real thing over and over and over again, and then you will start to intuitively catch what is actually low frequency energy. This is also the discernment that is so important in journeying, especially when you start to connect to other beings. Even if they may present like an angelic being or a family member, you will start to feel their energy and be like, no, actually, this is trickery. Ultimately, the source of our thoughts, or even when it comes to beings, like what kind of spirit they are, where they come from, it doesn't matter. What matters is how do we make it subservient to God, creator, your highest good. Start to pay attention and purify yourself, your thoughts, your physical body, your emotions, and your consciousness through awareness first. All that you need to heal is a real desire to heal and give up your open doorways, because I know that it's hard. I know that they are addictive, and I want to be careful about telling people to go cold turkey, especially when it comes to drugs, whether it's illegal or over the counter. You need to talk to your professional physicians about that. But the seed for healing is really a willingness, a desire to heal, and then bringing in awareness about what is actually happening to you, not just physically, not just in your mind, but spiritually. All journeys that others have done, my students, my clients have done, that revolve around the sun or revolve around how to heal, the fastest, easiest way to heal, blind journeys, it all comes through the sun. There's always an element of the sun portal here that brings healing in through the eyes. Think about why we get more depressed during winter. Think about all the science that's coming out about the importance of getting sunlight in your eyes first thing every day. Get sunlight. Get that vitamin D. Really important. Next, detoxing. We have physical attachments as well through food. Start to focus on foods that actually contain qi, life force, that are not dead and inert. And in fact, when it comes to processed food, I will not go into the gory details, but they do all defile us and have spiritual attachment to them. If it's an exemption, you are at an airport, you just need some food, always pray over your food anyway and anoint it. Now, the most important thing that healed me is the sense of belonging that journeying and my spiritual path in general gave me, because journeying really does restore our source connection. Just by virtue of the journeying practice itself, no matter your level of experience, it reconnects us to source. This is how I started to intuitively do it. This is why we all intuitively do it. And that relationship holds our karma, our purpose for being here. Even if your family never told you that you had any purpose or meaning for being here, or that you belonged, or even if they loved you, you belong and you have a purpose for being here. And I would even go so far as to say that you have a really big purpose for being here, especially during a time like this in the Iron Age, where there is such heightened spiritual warfare. For me, journeying is what connected me to the parts of myself that are deeper and go beyond my life's experience in this life, in my earthly self, in this body. It connected me, and it does connect me to the parts of myself that transcend this life and that are infinite and that hold my purpose for being here and the things that made me happy. Journey helped me rediscover the things, just the simple things that make me happy, like cats, fostering cats, cooking, making art, all of those simple things. Doesn't have to be this heavy, complex spiritual path. Dancing, everything that is on a light, creative frequency that holds life in it, care, the ways that we care, the ways that we create. That is what journeying reconnected me to. All of those parts and aspects of myself that were already there when I was little. And it connected me to my purpose. And I am so excited about every day. And I never thought that I would say this, but I get excited to wake up the next morning about life because I journey in the morning. And that is what I do before I do anything else, because I get to connect with places, consciousness that transcend this life and this place. And I get to take that experience into the here and now and into my day, every day. And especially this past year, as I've been moving a ton, and there have been so many worldly distractions, there have been days, even sometimes weeks, where I didn't journey, and whoa, did I feel the difference. It's like plummeting back into my old self. So it just shows how we can choose and we get to control our life state. And I am just so grateful to be where I am now. I'm not going to end this episode crying, but I never thought that I could be this happy. And this is actually what one of my apprentices told me recently as well, that she never thought that she would ever be this happy. And that alone validates everything that, you know, is a part of this path and the messiness and the mistakes that we all make. It's a real birthright, ultimately, that we're talking about here. Just to be happy and to feel connected in this place, this life that we did, believe it or not, chose to experience. So I hope that this episode was helpful, hopeful, of some inspiration to you. I want to ask you to follow, give a 5-star review, a review on iTunes. That makes my day like you wouldn't believe, and it really does help me and other people to discover the podcast as well. So please do that. And if you have any other follow-up questions, you can always reach out to me. You can go onto my website. You can email me. I always love talking to you and connecting with you and hearing your stories as well. I love you all, and I will see you in the next episode.